I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for January 7th, 2026. Rates for Louisville Gas and Electric and Kentucky Utilities customers have gone up this month. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
The average bill for LG&E electricity customers increased by $11 a month on January 1st, while Kentucky Utilities customers can expect to pay $18 more a month. A settlement last month with Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman cut those amounts roughly in half. It has not yet been approved by the Kentucky Public Service Commission. The commission is expected to issue a decision by February 13th. Once it does, customers of both companies may be due a refund. The companies say they need to upgrade aging infrastructure, improve resilience in extreme weather events, and support new and expanding industries in Kentucky, including data centers. I'm Curtis Tate.
Momentum behind a proposed large-scale data center in Franklin appears to be slowing. Simpson County Fiscal Court has passed an ordinance requiring the developer to obtain a conditional use permit before construction. That would give the county more oversight into how a data center would operate, from energy and water consumptions to noise and emissions. TVA says it can't provide the power needed to supply the data center. County Judge Executive Mason Barnes says his biggest concern with the project is on-site power generation.
I can't imagine that anyone would want an energy production facility to just come in and start producing their own energy, whether it be through natural gas like this is being proposed, possibly coal, possibly nuclear, and we're not going to put any restrictions or guidelines on it. It just makes no sense to me.
The developer, OTN Group, stated previously it would abandon the project if forced to get a conditional use permit. The project is proposed on more than 500 acres off I-65 in Franklin County. Barnes said he met Tuesday with the company's attorney, who asked the county to rescind the ordinance or possibly face a lawsuit. Kentucky lawmakers convened for the 2026 session of the General Assembly yesterday in temporary chambers for the first time while the state capitol undergoes major renovations. KPR Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on the story.
It's a different vibe this year as lawmakers call themselves into session. They didn't meet up in the lofty chambers in the state capitol. Instead, they'll spend this legislative session, and a few in the future, in a temporary structure constructed in the Capitol Annex parking lot. There's not a public gallery in the temporary chambers, so people can watch proceedings either from the KET live stream or a room set aside in the adjoining annex. Here's GOP House Speaker David Osborne from Prospect.
I continue to remind our members that the work that goes on in here is just as important. And so we're going to have to, find inspiration in the work we do as opposed to the building we serve in.
The Republican supermajority's biggest responsibility will be drafting the state's two-year budget. Osborne says that it hasn't been finalized yet, and he's unsure when it will be filed.
I don't know when that bill will be filed. We'll file ours when it's ready, and it's not ready yet.
Democratic Governor Andy Beshear will announce his budget priorities in his State of the Commonwealth address to a joint session of lawmakers this week. Lawmakers will have to deliver their budget to his desk by the end of the long 60-day session. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
Kentucky's community action agencies will begin accepting applications for homes facing heat emergencies this week. They're offering financial assistance from the state's Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. That can help homes facing a loss of heat, a low fuel supply, or eviction due to unpaid utility bills. Eligible homes have to make up to 150% of the federal poverty guidelines, which depends on the size of the household. Those benefits are paid directly to each home's utility provider and cover the amount needed to address the emergency. Applications are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Those interested can apply at their local Community Action Agency's office or by calling the Community Action Network. More information is available online at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.